The Survivor season is over, but I bet your holiday shopping probably isn't. So make sure you're checking out the 12 days of deals on Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast when you do your holiday shopping with our link, robhasawebsite.com/Amazon, or for our friends in Canada, robhasawebsite.com/AmazonCA, or simply click in the banners on the sidebar of robhasawebsite.com.
Though Steven is not around, you still have to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor know-it-alls. Survivor know-it-alls.
From CBS Television Studio, city?
Yeah,
city, city in Hollywood.
Like
how's it
universe.
Going? It is Survivor Know-It-Alls. Yes, that's right. Here we are. I'm Rob Sisterini here with Josh Wiggler.
Oh my God, Rob. Your blazer is fantastic, let me just say. For the people who are only listening
thank
to
you,
this, really
you.
Go to the video because this blazer is the bomb.
All right, well, here we are. Josh and I had so much fun tonight. We were live at the Survivor
finale.
This is
a good suggestion. I'm really glad that I got you out here.
It's really good.
Right?
It's a really good suggestion. We are live here, or we're recording this. We are on Periscope. Say hi to everybody on Periscope.
Hi, everybody on Periscope.
We've got Paul behind the scenes. Paul, what are people saying on Periscope? Hi.
Okay,
good.
Hi.
Working.
Hi, back.
It's
hi.
Working. All right. So here's what we're going to do. So we are going to be talking intermittently, and then we're going to be joined by people coming through.
Yeah, the final six are in the room or are rolling into the room. We will be talking to them as they cycle through.
You and I are going to be talking, but our conversation is probably going to be interrupted a number of times along the way.
Yeah, it's going to be an active situation.
Let's just start
dynamic
with,
structure.
Let's start with the headlines.
Yeah.
Jeremy wins 10-0. Huge night for Jeremy. Biggest vote margin of victory
ever.
He beats Earl. He beats Cochran.
Yeah.
Anybody else in that mix?
No, I mean, those are the 9-0-0s. He's a 10-0-0. That's insane. That's crazy. And that's it's the biggest jury we've ever had in Survivor history. And this is what we end up with, is a clean sweep of that jury on this season. That's really remarkable.
So a huge night for Jeremy. We'll be hearing from him in a little bit. But Josh, I think that the bigger headline as a Survivor fan and a person who has tracked the evolution of strategy, the final six vote tonight in the Survivor Cambodia finale was potentially, and I don't know if I'm being hyperbolic right now, the greatest tribal council of all time.
Wow. You know, we're going to need to take a minute. We need to step back from it and see what it looks like, but I think it is 1,000% in the conversation. I think that there's an argument for it's the most strategically interesting tribal council of all time, and it did blow your mind. There was smoke coming out of the ears of just about everybody in the room. I don't know about you guys at home, but I do think that people in the room needed Jeff Probst to come out with that diagram.
It was amazing. I hope that Jeff comes through here because he was like John Madden. It was amazing.
It was awesome. I don't know what that is.
It was fantastic. Yeah. And I really feel like why I think that was so amazing and maybe might be the greatest tribal council of all time is because if just the one thing happened, if just two people played idols against each other, then it was a 0-0 vote.
Yeah.
We'd say, wow, that might be the greatest tribal council of all time. But then on top of that,
rocks.
We went to not even a rock draw, what would have been
the
a rock draw,
rocks, yeah.
The threat of a rock draw. But because of the idols, we couldn't have the rock draw.
Yeah.
And we had sort of like, I don't know what you would call it, where there, just this compromise, which had to be worked out.
Yeah, that my man,
it was like a prisoner's dilemma.
Almost fell on the sword, which would have been like the classic Nail Mail move. But the fact that he was willing to do it, that's why Keith Nail has fans. Strategically, not the thing to do, but it was such a good moment. And it was so tense. And it was the first time in a long while, if really the first time this season, we saw Jeremy really turned up. He was worked up. He was pissed. He was pissed.
Yeah.
And he was angry with Kimmy, and you could see the smoke coming out of his ears. So it was emotional. It was, it was a betrayal in the family, which was, Kimmy's big thing in the early days of Bion. Don't go against the family. And so for her demise to go out in that way, was freaking epic. It was epic.
Yeah, that moment was just so incredible, and you saw the real emotion coming from Jeremy.
I think we might got a guy.
Yeah, there's...
Here he is. Yes, absolutely.
Here's the big part of this. Come on in. Come on.
How are things going?
Here, let's move.
I'm with Parade. I'm Josh Wigler.
Moving this way. Okay. Come in, Keith.
Founding member of the Nail Mail.
Here we go. We're here with Keith. Keith Nail is here. I'll hold the microphone for you, Keith.
Okay.
All right, Keith. I noticed your voice tonight. What are you, a little hoarse?
I'm a little raspy. I don't know what it is. They got me some water coming.
They need to keep you hydrated.
We'll get through this.
Yeah, I heard these Nail Mails are really taking over this week.
Hard partiers is what I've been told. That's what I've heard. I've heard the rumor on the street.
I got a son running around here somewhere if you ain't in jail. Yeah, I ain't in jail yet.
he's a good boy.
I hope he's okay.
So, Keith, we were just talking about how at that final six tribal council that you said to Kimmy, hey, you're a single mom, I'll fall on the sword for you. And you know what? I think a lot of people might say, well, is he giving? I commend you for that.
I agree.
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking, Rob. At that point in the game, man, I'm not thinking clear, but I still can't figure out how my name was never wrote down, and I'm fixing to go to the house. I thought they were in the back making up rules as we go along. I'm not the sharpest dude, but something had to give right there.
Right. Well, I think that that must have been a stressful situation on production because we've never experienced this before. How the heck are we going to resolve it?
Yeah.
So as confused as you were, I think take some solace, and I bet Survivor was very confused as well.
Yeah, she did. Kimmy's a great gal. She is a single mom, two little boys. I ain't been a millionaire in 54 years. 54 more ain't going to hurt me. So that's kind of the way I was thinking then. But on the flip side, I'm glad they didn't. You get to move along. So,
Keith, then the other big moment that you were involved in tonight was at the final five when Kelly Wentworth makes that idol and gives it to you. Now, I know Jeff was getting on you for what you should have played it. But you really ultimately once you play it, then Jeff says, "Well, Keith, this is not an idol." So, what is there anything that you feel like you should have been doing more with that idol, like just sort of dangling in everybody's face, like, "Hey, I got an idol."
You know, I guess I could have shown it and maybe scare them. I didn't want to go out like that. That sounds cheesy. It's a cheap way to. But on the other hand, they say, "Well, why didn't you fight? Why didn't you do this, that, and the other?" But I thought it was a cheesy way. It never works. Right. Heck,
Yeah.
And I didn't want to look like I was giving up either.
Right. Yeah, so it's kind of rock and a hard stone, as they say.
Yeah, so.
So you know, the San Juan del Sur crew, you guys got deep in the game, you know.
Well, I'm proud of that. Everybody said, oh, San Juan del Sur wasn't worth a damn. Well, what, three of the top six?
Yeah, top five, baby.
Top five.
Yeah.
You can't get much better than that. So all these critics about San Juan,
He's saying what I've been saying. I've been saying.
Was that you saying that?
I'm on your side. I've been on your side from the beginning.
Because that's a bunch of bull.
Yeah. So what do you think that this does to the legacy of that season? You know, the fact that the three of you come back and you just come back as strong as you did. Do you think that boosted up? Are you telling people go put the DVD back in?
I would think people would do that. I like
Co-sign.
Your way of thinking too.
Co-sign. I like it.
Now, Keith, here you are. Now, you went really deep into this game, two different seasons. You went to Final Four, and you were right there in San Juan del Sur. Natalie gets
one. I still ain't got over that.
Yeah.
I'm over this one more than I'm over that one.
That was worse for you was the Final Four.
Well, it was me and four women. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, Natalie's a good player, but so is Jeremy. Yeah. I'm saying that's a hard pill to swallow, Natalie.
Yeah.
What was the best you felt about your chances to win this season? Was there ever a point when you started to feel like you had a good shot?
There was a point in there, me, Kimmy, Kelly, and Abby. We could have made it happen right then. We could have made it happen. Us four. Not take out Jeremy. He's too busy. He's got idols. Take out Tasha or take out Spencer.
Yeah.
But Lord knows what Abby's thinking.
Yeah.
So,
what did happen at that vote? Because Abby Marie
for me.
Why?
Hell, I don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows what she's thinking.
Right.
All I know is if me, Kimmy, Kelly, and her would have got together on one of the three, this whole baby would have been a different ball game.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Brazilian in her.
Talking about Jeremy, a guy you had played with before, you were not always on the same page last time even, but this time around as well. What's your take on how Jeremy played, and why did you vote for him ultimately?
Oh, yeah. We kind of talked right there at the first. I said, listen, no hard feelings. Let's drop this. You play you, I play me. but we never got together. It's not like I'm going to call him up tomorrow and say, hey, let's go have a beer.
Right.
Great player. I'm not going to say nothing bad about him. We ain't on the same page.
Yeah, yeah.
And other than that, that's about it.
Yeah.
No sub-alliance with Jeremy?
I don't know about sub-tweeting. All these, yeah, all these voting blocks and all these.
Yeah, what was your take on the voting blocks? It was hard enough to keep track at home. So what was it like out there for you trying to monitor all that?
I have no clue. I'm trying to make alliances, trying to learn this part, you know, that I didn't do the last time. And they're flipping to voting, whatever the hell voting blocks are. I still don't really understand it.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the moment in the finale tonight when it would look like at the final five that Jeremy is like trying to get your attention. And it's a very funny moment. Everybody was laughing in the room. And he says to you, hey, Keith, Spencer, did you feel like he really wanted to vote for Spencer? Or did you feel like he was just trying to fake you guys out so that the votes would be for Spencer in case you had a real idol? Then the votes were going for Spencer. So it was basically like just protection for himself.
Yeah. Like I say, Jerry's sharp. He's sharp at stuff like that. But I did. He convinced me I'm at a weak moment. I've got to do something. So I'm, heck yeah. I mean, whether he's doing it for his benefit or not, that's the only snowball's chance I got anyway. So I got to bite like a fish. So.
Right. Yeah.
Take the hook.
So Keith, you were... We talk about the Golden Boy. We talk about Joey Amazing and his challenge prowess. But then this story starts coming out that if people had been paying attention to your past season, they would have known this already, that you've got this crazy secret challenge strength, this skill. What's the deal? What's the secret? Give us the scoop.
It's about balance. I guess, you know, I'm crazy at puzzles.
Yeah.
I couldn't put together two pieces of paper.
Uh-huh.
But if it's balancing a ball or balancing or throwing
– yeah.
You know, I can't outrun you. I can't outrun you.
You could probably outrun me.
But I can hold a ball. I can hold a ball for a couple of 3 hours.
Right.
So, and you're right. The chosen one, Joe.
Yeah.
You dang near felt bad. I mean, I felt bad that he fell out. But you dang near felt bad. Oh, hell, Keith's the one that took out the golden child. And I'll have to carry around that stigma.
I think you can share the load on that.
Yeah,
I
think you don't think so?
A bunch of people were on that. I think you're
man,
okay.
But everybody loves him.
Everyone loves you too, Keith. Yeah, you're good. You're fine. You're okay. Okay.
Well, Keith, I know you got a lot of interviews to do tonight. We'll let you run. And looking forward to talking with you more in the future, buddy.
Man.
Job good well stuff. Done, buddy.
Great.
Yeah.
You've done all the nail mails proud, Keith. Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
That was the all best right, there moment
you go.
Ever.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. What do you think of that?
That's great. That's great. You know, I love Keith. Keith he's hilarious in person. He's a beautiful man. Beautiful man.
So another thing from tonight's episode and really from the season as a whole was really the emergence of Kelly Wentworth. I felt like she really came into her own. It really looked like coming down the stretch, she had a real shot to win this thing.
Yeah.
Is Kelly Wentworth the person, besides Jeremy, I guess, whose stock went up the most throughout this Survivor Second Chance?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that she's one of the first people, I mean, outside of Jeremy, we get the Kelly package on the show in the reunion. You know, Jeff throws to her, and I think it would have been disingenuous not to. I think there's say what you want about Wentworth, you know, say she's too loud or whatever, or how did she get on the season? She was invisible. She got on the season, and she freaking brought it. She killed it. She's not basically a badass. She's a badass. And she played this game hardcore, and I believe firmly that the Drew Christie prophecy was realized. And we'll talk to Spencer about like the manner in which he threw her under the bus.
Right.
But I feel, you know, the sentiment, if Kelly Wentworth is in that final tribal council, it's not a 10-0-0.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So let's put Kelly in that final tribal council. Let's take out Spencer, who got no votes ultimately. How many votes do you think that Kelly takes away from Jeremy?
Right, so let's talk through some people. I think Cass is up for grabs.
Yes.
I think Ciara certainly is in there. I could see Abby in there.
Okay,
who
sure.
Who else do you see is in there?
All right, well, that's three now. Right. So we need
well,
to
Spencer
get
Spencer said he would lobby for her, so that's four.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
How much of that was smoke and mirrors?
How much of that was really an empty threat? So let's throw that in there just to make it interesting. Does Joe potentially go with?
Possible.
I mean, he seemed to be a little burned by Jeremy from when we did the exit interviews with him.
And he voted for him?
I think it's possible. It's a great question to ask Kelly when she comes through.
Yeah.
In terms of Jeremy's game and Jeremy's ultimate final tribal council performance, did you feel like that he was spectacular in the final tribal council? Or did you feel like that Tasha and Spencer were underwhelming?
I don't know if it was that they were
it
underwhelming.
Could be both, too.
I don't know that I would say it was a spectacular final tribal council. I don't think you're talking about it in league with like the Todd Herzog or Chris D moves. But I think that I think it was good. He did everything he needed to do. He was consistent with himself. I think the way that he talked talked to Kimmy and about Kimmy mm-hmm. was really smartly handled, I thought. Speaking of Kimmy, I thought that all of that was really great, and I thought that the way that he handled that, which was kind of one of the only bones of contention anybody had with him, was, you know, how he had acted that night at the final six, and I think that he played that really well. And of course, there's the tear jerking moment when he right. talks about Val and Val being pregnant. What do you think? Spectacular or good?
I don't know. I think that it was such a great matchup for yeah. him to go to the end with Spencer. And Spencer was right, that Spencer was the best person, I think, for Jeremy, because Spencer is just keeps telling you, I've grown. Yeah. Or you know, Spencer, you were arrogant. Well, no, I was arrogant. I'm no longer arrogant. I've right. grown. And he tells you, no, I'm different, I've changed.
Yeah.
And to see Spencer really talk about his emotions as opposed to seeing Jeremy's emotion,
right.
it was such a bad foil for Spencer.
Yeah.
Because Spencer is just like talking about his feelings as opposed to you're experiencing Jeremy's feelings.
Absolutely.
And Jeremy emotes.
Yeah.
Like, he really does.
Yeah, you said to me at one point, Rob turned to me during the finale and said something to the effect of, Jeremy should be an actor. He's on television, but he should stay on television.
He could. I mean, just the way that he talks about
things. He's got a big presence.
Like, look, I don't know how he could do at pretending to act.
Right. But my gosh.
Yes.
Here he is.
Here he is.
It's happening.
How are you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
How are you doing?
Come here. Get in here.
Oh, fantastic. Top of the world. I'm doing so well.
I'm worried about you. Are you like a depressed guy now?
No.
No, he's good.
Do I sound depressed?
No.
You came off a little depressed really? To me during the show because you're like, I don't watch Survivor anymore. I feel like people are going to ask me questions about stuff, and now I feel like I'm afraid to ask you about things. Because I don't want to.
Yeah, I had a question for you. Are these interviews mandatory?
Right.
I've got to play like tomorrow morning. I might be late.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But you're doing okay?
All right, yeah. Okay. I mean, of course, I'm bummed about losing, but I'm good. Overall, I'm good.
Yeah. When did you know, that final tribal council happens?
Yeah.
We find out that it's a 10-0. Uh-huh. When did you start piecing together what had happened? How quickly?
That I was losing 10-0.
Yeah, or that, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I thought there might be a shot at 1-2 votes somewhere, but I just, you know, reading the room and everything, I figured I knew I wasn't winning.
Yeah.
From Final Tribal Council, I knew I wasn't winning. And I realized I wasn't getting votes kind of when I saw everyone, and, you know, you can just kind of read the room.
Let's walk it back a little bit to the final seven and that vote from last week's episode, and we ended up seeing where you were sort of on the fence. And then you decided to go with the Tasha, Jeremy, and Kimmy side of things. I thought you were better off going the other way. Was that your decision, or was that Abby Maria deciding that she was out and then not giving you a play anymore?
Oh, yeah, you were right. I should have gone that way. I mean, Abby did decide she was out. I didn't know, but I could have still voted Tasha out if I had voted that way, because in the tie vote, the revote, Tasha would have been voted out. In retrospect, yeah, of course. I should have definitely done that. I should have pushed to vote Jeremy out, actually.
Yeah.
At the time, I thought, okay, yes, if I'm sitting next to Abby and these people, my chance of winning is better. But my chance of getting to the final three is a lot worse. I envisioned it being the final four. I'm with those guys. And if I lose the challenge, I'm not making it to the final three.
Yeah.
So I thought I would take the this devil instead of that devil. I would take this one that maybe I don't win, but I think I can probably get there. And it was the wrong choice. I thought it made sense at the time.
How much did that come down to, you know, how you viewed Jeremy's place in the game and his resume in the game
yeah.
versus Kelly's resume, who is obviously a very dangerous player? And I don't know if I buy how emphatically you sold it, but I definitely buy what you were selling at that Final Four Tribal Council. Like,
yeah.
if you take Kelly, it's going to be bad. It's going to be dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, which was pure gameplay.
Yeah.
I mean, that was only gameplay. I have total respect for Kelly, and I have total respect for Jeremy.
Yeah.
And I think either would have beaten me in the final three if it had come down to it. But yeah, no, I think it was, I did see Jeremy as playing a better game. I think at that time, I thought Jeremy was just like, played a great game, very dangerous guy, but I also thought I had played a good game. And when you see me talking to like Kelly Wentworth, like, by the way, I think I have a great chance to win. Like, that was not unsolicited. It
yeah.
was, we were talking through a lot of things, and in the same breath, I was saying, Jeremy has a great chance to win. I really could see it going either way. I'm kind of nervous. So, yeah, I thought I had a shot, and it turns out I didn't have a great shot. Yeah.
When that final six was going down, which was such a historic moment.
Unreal.
We were debating, is it the greatest tribal council of all time? Do you have a feeling on that? So you were there with Tony for a lot of them too.
Yeah, I don't think it's the greatest tribal council of all time. I think if you make me name a better one, it would be hard to. But I don't know. I mean,
let's not spend too much time on that. But
get out the whiteboard and let's draw some stuff.
Yeah, let's. Yeah. So in that moment, you're the one that has immunity there, and you start calling out. Hey, you call out Kimmy. Was that an audible? Did Jeremy know you were going to do that? Did Tasha know you were going to do that?
Yeah, they knew. We all kind of talked about, like, hey, I think we should make this point. And at the time, I realized, yeah, of course, if I don't say anything, if I just stick with those guys, we vote for, say, Kimmy or Wentworth or whoever, and we just stay quiet, let them do what they think they're doing, it probably works out because Jeremy can play his idol. Yeah. But from my perspective, I wanted any idols that were around to be flushed out. So in my mind, the best case scenario, we vote for Wentworth, they vote for Jeremy. Any idols that are possessed by those two people will be played, and I have immunity. So I thought it was a good scenario.
Did you know that they were in the game, that the two idols were out there?
I didn't know. Yeah. I mean, I was definitely afraid of it.
Yeah.
And when I'm talking to Jeremy saying she doesn't have an idol, I want Jeremy to think I think that.
Yeah.
I definitely think there's a possibility she has an idol. I was really wrong about a lot of things. So I think I could have played that better. I should have been honestly going with that group at that time. I should have just let them blindside Jeremy.
Right.
But, yeah.
Did you think about Jeremy in the game in those terms? It's like, because in his first season, everybody was afraid of Jeremy. But at this season, it seemed like nobody, and I'm not just picking on you, seemed like nobody was really afraid. And is that just a testament to what Jeremy is doing?
I mean, I was afraid of him. I guess it's a testament to what he was doing that he made me not nearly as afraid as I should have been. I should have been way more afraid. Like, I let him get to the Final Four. I thought, if he loses this challenge, I can vote him out. I let him get way too close. I decided to vote out a lot of other people instead of him. Those were all mistakes. He played an awesome game. He outplayed me. I mean, his last moment at Tribal Council, talking about his coming baby boy.
I mean, at that point, drop the mic. Yeah.
But my point is, like, even if he didn't say that, Jeremy's beating me. He played an awesome game.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, he played an awesome game. I underestimated him. I overestimated myself.
How about developing the relationship with him back on Bion when you first linked up?
Yeah.
How did that develop? How did you guys bond? And was it really on the strength of that you guys were carrying forward?
Yeah, I mean, the strength of that, I think, allowed the strategic conversations that ultimately did carry forward. So I guess indirectly, like, the bond had a big role. When I got to Bion, it was very much just like I was very clearly on the outs. Like,
yeah.
I went up to Jeremy, I went up to Steven, I said, hey, like, I just want to play with this team, whatever I can do. Steven says, I think you might be okay for a vote, maybe even two. Jeremy says, yeah, I think it'll work out as long as you're willing to vote Wigglesworth. No one was really giving me anything. No one came to me and said, hey, let's work this out, let's bring you in. So I was grasping at whatever I could, and yeah, that was a bomb with Jeremy.
Can we go back to the Steven thing? Because to us watching the show, we weren't quite sure why you wanted Steven out so badly. If anything, it almost felt like, why wouldn't you and Steven try to get Jeremy out? But it was almost like that you wanted to get rid of Steven to get closer to Jeremy, and then ultimately Kimmy to get closer with Jeremy and Tasha. So what was it that, you know, in terms of Steven, and then was it just to get with Jeremy and Tasha? That was your ultimate final three?
No, definitely not. It was no part of voting Steven out was, okay, I really want to get close to Jeremy and Steven stopping me from doing that. He's the guy that ended up being the path I thought was the safest to the final three. But when I voted Steven out, it was because I wanted to make a move with this other group, with Keith, with Wentworth, with Abby. I wanted to go that
route. Show them that you were flexible with those people.
Right, and I wanted to sort of like take some power away from this group because Steven really was at the core of it. Steven and Jeremy and Tasha were at the core of that group. I was on the outside. They were giving me the marching orders. I wanted to like move from the bottom to the top somehow. I decided I want to go against that group, and then we kind of debated who should it be, who should we vote out. And Steven, like, kind of the tiebreaker was he had this advantage. And at the time, I didn't know he was going to play the advantage. That happened in the last minute. So I thought, okay, after I turn on these guys, the advantage could definitely be used against me. Probably want to get that out now while they don't see it coming. And then we can take Jeremy out after, if we choose to. And it was never anything, like, I never had any ill will against Steven. Like, I watched Know-It-Alls. You guys were talking about, like, a grudge against Steven, like, really hating Steven. That was, like, 0% of the reason that I voted Steven out. Like, I had nothing against Steven.
Yeah.
So in terms of you're saying that you are worried about idols, you want to get rid of people that have an advantage, How much of it is that Tony is in your mind?
Oh my God.
And just burn. And also, you're making moves like Tony and making a flip at 9 and considering a flip at 7. Like, how much was Tony playing with Tony and coming out of that traumatic experience a factor in this game?
Traumatic's the word. Yeah. I maybe subconsciously it was. I don't think I was going in there intending on playing like Tony Vlachos. I don't think I'm capable of anything remotely close to that. But yeah, like I guess the major difference I would point to is Tony did all those things from a position of power. He came in, he had good allies, he had Wu who was loyal to him, Trisha was loyal to him, and he was, you know, making these crazy moves. I felt like I almost had to do that in order to stay afloat. I felt like, you know, I saw this core group. There was this core group of Bions. I got to the merge, there were like 4 Takeos left. And I saw Jeremy, Tasha, Kimmy, Savage, Joe, they were all so tight. And in order to infiltrate that, in order to get myself further and not just be picked off, you know, 6, 7, 8, I felt like I really had to play a different game. I had to flip. I had to make relationships on both sides of the aisle and then whittle down each side of the aisle so that I could get further. I certainly made mistakes and should have zigged where I zagged many times, but that was sort of the rationale for that kind of game.
You were, you know, a split second away from getting the advantage that Steven ends up getting. How would you have played that, knowing what you know about it? How do you think that thing should be played?
I think at the time I probably would have done what he did, which was try to hang on to it, which I think is a little bit of a mistake.
Yes.
I think knowing
Agreed.
What I know now, if I go back in time and I get the advantage, I want to play it immediately. You go get it, you play it immediately.
Just burn it.
Burn it. I mean, there's a debate where people kind of had this perception that, oh, if you go for the advantage, you look sneaky. You look like you're going to get the advantage and like you're out for yourself. I think what people underestimate is that when we were all out there, all these players, everyone was pretty much on the same page of we are all out for ourselves. Like, that's what originated the whole voting block discussion, is no one trusted any. Like, people could talk about alliances all they wanted. The alliance that ended up going to the end, even that was not rock solid. You know, Jeremy was telling people to vote for me. Like, no one believed that anyone was going to sacrifice themselves or their shot at winning for anyone else.
I know you got to run.
It's a long night.
All right. Survivor a third time, is that in the cards for you, or are you done now?
Done.
Done?
What?
No.
I'm done. Yeah.
What does that come down to? Is it you feel like you've gone as far as you've gone?
Cut and dry, like, if I went back, it would be to try and win. It would be, like, this egoic need to try and win. And I just feel like it's more productive for me to focus on my life. Like, you feel this way too, right? Like, you like your life. You want to focus on your life, and you feel like Survivor would be fun, but ultimately, like, that prize of winning, I don't think is worth doing it again. I don't. I think, like, I'll find more fulfillment from winning in life than winning in Survivor.
Hell yeah, man.
All right, well, I've wanted to tell you this for a long time. I love you, man. I'm so happy. I'm so happy you're here, Mr. Survivor.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Looking forward to talking to you
more.
We got
a lot of love for you, buddy.
Are you looking forward to being done talking about this season, or are you looking...
No. I'll talk about the season. I'm still... I mean, I can't wait to just, like, watch Survivor and be on the sidelines like before, the good old days. I can't wait. The Gilmore Girls podcast
is
coming.
It's happening.
Angie Ponce and I will get into all of Gilmore Girls.
All right.
Yes.
Tune in to postshowrecaps.com. Make it happen.
All right. All right. Take care, buddy. We'll see you later, okay?
All right, Spencer.
All right. There you have it. The young lad. What are people like that on Periscope? People like that. It was good.
Thumbs up.
We're doing good. Oh, my God.
I love that guy.
I
love everybody.
I need some water.
I have a lot of love right now.
I need some
heart.
Water. We got so much going on.
We're only into 2 right now. Lots going on. Lots going on there. No third time for Spencer. It was a hard done. No more. No mas. How do you feel about that?
He'll be back.
He'll be back. They'll come after him at the very
Survivor,
least, obviously.
Survivor is like a, you know, crazy night out bender.
Uh-huh.
And then you wake up the next morning. This is like the finale.
Right.
And you're like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, time goes by and it's like, hey, want to go out?
Yeah.
Like, we're hitting blah, blah, blah. Like, why not?
Right.
And then you wake up. It's like the end of The Hangover.
Spoil it. I haven't seen it.
This is like going through the camera, and it's like, boy, we had all this fun times.
Lots of picks.
Yeah.
Picks that we don't talk about.
Yeah. All right, well, very, very interesting stuff from...
What was your biggest takeaway from Spencer's view? I mean, Spencer, I think, has seemingly come around to the side of, I shouldn't have gone this way. This was the wrong way to go.
I think that, to me, Spencer was the person that probably could have changed the game the most, because...
Yeah.
You had people from Bayern, and they were sort of like in lockstep moving forward in Bayern. But he was really the one guy, probably with Kelly, who was sort of in the opposition, who could have, like, he was the one person that sort of had his, like, leg in, like, one leg in both ponds of, I'm with the Bayern crew, but I'm also, like, flirting with the insurgents.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he could have gone a different direction, changed the game a number of different times, and ultimately he ended up sticking with the status quo, probably to his detriment. But
I mean, certainly to his detriment.
But to give him credit, he comes into the game as the youngest guy out there.
Yeah.
He's
by
also...
By a lot, by years.
And he's
kind of
like...
By, like, a four-year spread.
He's kind of like the guy that ends up, like, sleeping on the couch, that ends up, like, sort of, like, moving in and, like, taking over, like, different roommates' place. Like,
interesting metaphor.
Because they sort of invite him in as sort of the low man on the totem pole at New Bayern after the swap. And he sort of, like, weasels his way, like, more and more part of that. And then he goes to the KO and he sort of, like, gains more power there. And even after the merge, sort of, like, forces Steven out.
Yeah.
And then potentially... could have maybe, you know, gone in that direction and taken out Jeremy or Tasha had he stayed with the Kelly Key thing. But he decides to sort of, you know, stay the course. But
yeah.
I think that ultimately, like, it's hard, I think, when you're out there. But for whatever reason, he just did not see that Jeremy was the immovable object that he couldn't get around.
And, I mean, there was even a moment during the finale, you know, when Kelly wins the immunity challenge and Keith comes back and he's unprotected. I turned to you during the commercial break. I was like, okay, so... they got to come try and get Spencer back and go after Jeremy or Tasha. And that's in Spencer's best interest to make that move. That didn't even come up on the show. Yeah. But to me, that was
a question for exit interview.
I know. That was the move to me that just came to mind of why isn't now the time to go with Keith and Kelly? But I think that there was a lot of fear of Wentworth, too.
You know,
rightfully so.
There's that moment earlier in the season where Jeremy says about Steven, like, I could be a JT.
Yeah.
I could be your JT. And it's almost that
it happened.
He was Spencer's JT.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was. I mean, it, like, that relationship between the two of them.
Yeah.
Where Steven walks away from Token Sheets kicking himself. I should have gotten rid of the Golden Boy. I needed to get rid of JT.
Yeah.
It's like Spencer walks away from this season saying, I should have gotten rid of Jeremy.
Yeah, Steven-esque.
Yeah.
No, I think, I mean, you could play that through in a lot of ways. The fact that the final immunity challenge was a Token Sheets challenge.
Right. And also then Spencer inherited the curse of Fishback of no votes in the final Tropical.
Yeah. So that's eerie. That's eerie. It's definitely eerie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was a lot of talk about JT throughout the season and tonight at the finale, which I thought was really funny.
Well, Steven...
How do you think Steven did in the reunion?
I thought he was very good. Yeah. I thought he was very strong in the reunion.
I was shouting in support of Steven. If you heard a woo, that was me.
You did a very good job.
I'm supporting the man.
Yeah.
But no, I thought that was fun.
What about overall as a finale? It was a bit of a different format tonight. Yeah. We ended up with four tribal councils. We did very little sort of like... reflecting on that. We did no opening statements,
right.
No closing statements.
Well, those seem to be out.
Yeah.
You know? Those seem to be gone.
I thought that the finale was action-packed. I have no complaints about the finale. Like, we have watched, you know, 31 Survivor finales.
Yeah.
There have been some boring-ass Survivor finales.
This was not one of them.
Even the two votes that were anticlimactic.
I thought
could have been anticlimactic at 5 and 4.
They were
there
after,
was a lot of drama there.
Yeah, they were after that final 6 tribal, which is a tough act to follow. But, I mean, with Worlds Apart, with other seasons we've seen recently, you know, these finales have a lot of action-packed. You know, there's lots of challenge things going on. It's, you know, there's, like, the challenge for the advantage that's happening.
Right.
And this...
Forget that.
Yeah, you know, this was cool.
You don't need that.
I would have also liked to have had, like, the isolated week to unpack what happened at Final 6.
I know.
You know?
I know.
That was so big. But for that to be kind of the big action set piece that kicked things off was awesome. Well, it was really fascinating.
I had said to you, and we were sitting together during the show, of, like, I wish we could just pause it right here
and do a
know-it-alls.
Yeah.
Because that was really... the tribal council, that was very exciting.
Yeah, no, it was
here he is.
Oh,
here he is.
Here
he is.
Oh, man, what's up, dude?
How's it going?
Congratulations. Congratulations. He called his shot. He said he wanted to come in and be the Michael Jordan this season and run past Cliff Robinson. Right?
I don't know what any of that means.
And do this. I wanted to do that.
And he did it. Yeah. And he did it. Congratulations. I really am so happy for you. Congratulations.
This is really good
stuff.
Appreciate
it. Thanks a lot.
I think this is awesome. What's interesting to me, so I was out there preseason. I got to talk to you there, and you were my second interview of the day. It was, you know, before I was really feeling my groove yet.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, it's great. I'd love to see Jeremy here. But one of the things that you said that was really interesting was you talked about how you were looking around at everybody on the beach. And you were like, that person needs to win. I don't need that. And I challenged you on that. I said, you don't need this? And you said, no, I will be happy with any result that I get. Mm-hmm. Were you? Was that armor? Was that real at the time? Because it certainly evolved at the very least.
At the time, it was 100% real. Like I was just in it to play the game. I needed to get something off of me from losing the way I lost.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play free. I just wanted to. There's no way I'm playing an idol for Stephen Fishback, you know? And just going in, I said, you know what? On the way to Tribe, I said, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why am I going to hold on to this? I know exactly where this vote's going to go. And let me just play and ball out, you know? Like, why not?
Did you feel like that helped you or hurt you ultimately to play the idol for Stephen?
This season, I mean, I think it would have hurt in any other season. But this season, when you play an idol correctly, everybody flocks you.
Yeah.
Wentworth was on the bottom. When she played that idol correctly, everybody the next day, like I had to take a shot and say, oh, I'm sorry. You could talk to her, Joe. I'll be back.
Right.
And she's sitting in the hammock like a queen, just sitting back.
She was the celebrity.
And I had to wait my turn to go talk to her.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so after I played it correctly, they all flocked to me and they wanted to work with me. And it just worked out.
Yeah.
You know, the story of you in San Juan del Sur was that everybody said, and you mentioned it tonight, he's a firefighter. Reed and Josh said, oh, we're successful Broadway actors.
Right.
Go
Who
to the end
to
with
us,
John Nish. Yeah. Now you get that. And they say, oh, well, I can't let Jeremy, but I got to vote him out. At Final 10, he'll win. Nobody seemed to worry about that this season. Why didn't, can you give us these guys are so dumb?
These guys are so dumb.
Why? But why? What, did you do something different or was it just them?
I think, first of all, everybody is a threat this season. And everybody, we're not just going and saying, oh, he's a firefighter with two kids. He can win it. That was fundamental, and that was just, it wasn't good grit gameplay. We're all game players here, and we kind of know you got to win this game. No one's going to just give it to you.
Yeah.
You have to go in there and play to win it.
Yeah.
So the other thing I did was I went to each and every person, and I said, I have your back. If I hear your name, I'm going to tell you. You do the same for me. So everybody had my back, basically.
Yeah.
At some point in time, I was aligned with everybody.
You said that to everybody?
Everybody.
How come you have no blood on your hands for that, though?
Because then I would go and say, Steven, Spencer wants you out.
Right.
But I'm not going to let that happen. You're with me. We're good.
Yeah.
Spencer, Steven wants you out. It's not going to happen. I'm with you. So they don't want to talk to each other, but they'll talk to me. And it was crazy. At one point, I think it was Cass said, everybody's with Jeremy, but no one's talking with each other.
Yes.
All they needed to do was talk with each other, and it would have ruined my game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the social game that you had in this season was, I'm going to say, Spradlin-esque.
Yeah, it was really good.
I really felt like that. Everybody
really
came away feeling like they were your friend, and nobody was really, like, calling you out as being the person, because everybody felt that, like, you were the person that was with them. Yeah. And even at the times when people were standing up and saying, like, this person's calling the shots. This person's the boss. Nobody really seemed to put that blood on you.
Yeah, I went in thinking, I want, say, Keith. Keith is after me. I want Keith out. But who do you want out? Who do you want out?
Yeah.
Unless I'm with you guys first. So if we can get a decision, I'm going with it. And I would just make a step by step every time.
Yeah. You were at this insane Final Six Tribal Council. You play your idol again there. Can you just talk us through what you were going through in that moment? Did you know that you were playing that idol for yourself?
I said, if Kelly plays her idol, because I know Kelly's getting 3 votes.
Yeah.
If Kelly plays her idol, I'm playing mine. And at one point I said, are they going for me or are they going for Tasha? Like, I wasn't even sure.
Right.
I wasn't going to play it for anybody else but me that night.
Either you'd rather, much rather misplay it
than go home. So I said, I'm going to play this. Worst comes to worst. You know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, you know. But I'm playing this because if she pulls it out, I'm playing mine.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't think that Kimmy was going to do it. I mean,
right.
If Kimmy does it at 7, you know, that's what she should have done. But at 6, like, don't do it at 6. Kimmy,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So how big of a blindside was that on you that Kimmy flipped? Was it really? And how did that intelligence come together? How did people figure out that Kimmy was making that move then?
I got to tell you, I had no idea. Kimmy, when I say Kimmy Kappenberg.
You got Kappenberg.
Yes, she duped me.
Yeah.
Because they were, Spencer and Tasha are telling me, she's not with us. She's not with us. And I said, I've been with her since day one. We've been on the same beach since day one. With all the swaps and everything, we never left. And I said, she's not going anywhere. We got her. We got her, you know?
Now, to us at home, it looks like it's the final three of Jeremy, Tasha, and Spencer. But in your mind, is it Jeremy, Tasha, and Kimmy?
I wasn't planning on taking Kimmy to the end, but I wanted her in the top four.
Yeah. So she did make the right move.
She did. Well, not really, because she
would've, didn't work. But she would have got to four. But if we applaud Sierra back in Survivor Blood versus Water at six for willing to go to Rocks.
True. I mean, yeah. I guess if you want to say it like that. I mean, anything could have happened after that. But I told her she was all set for that vote.
Right.
And she would have made it at least one. And maybe she would have.
But what move does she have at five?
If she wins at five, then what?
Come on.
I know, but, I'm just saying,
Could we talk about at the final five? I thought that you made a really great move in the game, and I want to make sure that I understood it. So where it looks like that Keith is flashing this idol. Okay. And you say to him, Spencer. And he's trying to get, it's such a funny scene when you're trying, it's like a scene out of a comedy movie.
Yeah, that's great.
Where you're trying to get his attention, and you're whispering to him, Spencer, did you have any thought to actually vote for Spencer, or are you just trying to get the vote changed from you to Spencer in case their votes come up, their two votes come up in your name, and then you get idled out?
Yeah. Well, so with that, I wanted Spencer, Keith is walking around looking for an idol, and then he comes back blatantly doing this, and I'm like, that's too blatant that he has an idol.
Yeah.
But Tasha is calm over there, and he sat down, and I said, let me just throw this out there. And I put that out there. And actually, I told him he messed up because I said, I wrote in the sand, Tasha's sleeping over there. I said, me, you, Spencer, vote for Tasha. And he got up, and he was happy. He was like, hey, Tasha, you want some water? And I said, he doesn't have it. Yeah. He does not have an idol.
Got it.
I feel good about it.
So he revealed it to you.
Yeah.
What was your take on Spencer's game? So Spencer, in your mind, was in your final three. You had to know then that you felt good about being able to beat him there. What did that come down to? What was your take on his game?
I figure if I'm going to the end, I have to go to the end with people like Spencer, strong competitors. I'm not a strong challenge competitor. If I go with, Keith, Kelly, they knock me out. They beat me, and I go home. So I have to go with people that I trust, that are willing to take me to the end, and that are strong competitors.
Yeah.
And so I knew once he said, hey, this is our final three. Let's do it. I was in.
You felt like you could trust that?
I felt I could trust it because if Spencer jumped ship and went with the other group, he would be the next one to go.
Yeah.
And we didn't want one of them to win. We can go to the final three, and we'd be all set. So if he jumped ship, he has to win out or he loses the game. He's the next one voted out.
Yeah.
Can you give us the update on Val? How's she doing?
Val's doing great. She was in the audience. She's 2 weeks away. Hey, congratulations to you, man. That's awesome.
Babies everywhere.
Oh, boy. Yeah. No, it's...
Yeah, 2 weeks away. We're ready, Trying to get the house ready and trying to get some sleep now,
That was one of the greatest moments of the season, obviously, is the it's a boy moment and finding out that you were going to have a son. How tough was it to keep that on lockdown? Was there anyone that you told, or did you really keep that to yourself completely the whole game?
I wasn't telling anybody that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would talk to Kimmy all the time about family, and I knew I was holding that right in the back pocket. I'm not doing it. When I get to the end,
let me
throw one on everybody, and then... Yeah. Let me see you vote for somebody
else.
Slam dunk.
That's amazing.
I was saying that I thought it was such a good foil for you in that final three to be up against Spencer, who, to some degree, was talking about his emotions. But then when you actually are being emotional, I think it really undercuts what he's saying about his growth and his emotions in the game. And I just felt like it was a really good final three for you. And you didn't have to bring goats, quote unquote, to the end.
Yeah. And the other thing is, nobody sees me crying. Nobody sees me emotional around camp. I go do my interviews and I'm crying and being emotional then. So when I come back, I'm stone cold face. So when they see me come out and say, I'm having a son and I'm truly emotional about it.
Of course.
I think that touches everybody.
Spencer has this big emphatic speech about why you would be a fool to bring Kelly with you. What was your take on Kelly in terms of if she had gone to the end? You're bringing Spencer with you, but in that hypothetical scenario where she's sitting there instead of Spencer, how is that going?
Drew Christie warned you ago.
Drew's a genius.
Yeah, he is a super genius.
I don't know. I think Kelly played a great game. I think the people on the jury, they could have voted for Kelly. That's a lot of her friends. She's an underdog. The good thing about Kelly is we didn't see this game out there. San Juan del Sur also, but like even while we're out there playing, I talked to Steven about it, and while we're out there, we're saying, she's not that good.
Right.
And it was genius for her to kind of hide behind Sierra, because we said, Sierra's gotta go.
Yeah.
She's the leader of that. Let's get her out. And Kelly was really the leader.
Yeah. How much does that come down to, you think, the fact that, you know, in some of these returning player seasons, there's somebody like Malcolm comes on to Karamoan and you don't know what his history is. Russell Hance comes on to Heroes Villains, you don't know his history. Kelly's kind of like that, and no one really knew what she was capable of in her game. I mean, you played with her, but you probably didn't know the extent of what she was able to do.
No, I didn't know Kelly was that good. Yeah. And even, I mean, our season, at one point I said, Kelly's not doing anything. I said to Drew Christie, I said, Kelly's not doing anything. What are you talking about? Yeah. If he came back for second chance, he probably would have won it too. He's a genius.
Yes. Oh my God. All right. Well, we have to do second chance.
He knows everything.
San Juan del Sur. If you get them back on the show, it's just, you know, they'll get at least the final five.
We'll do all right.
Yeah, pretty well.
All right. Well, we have so much more to talk about. I do hope that we can really sit down once either things calm down after the baby or whenever you have.
I watch your show. I listen to your show all the time.
Right. Great. Well, looking forward to it. Congratulations again.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Good stuff, Jeremy. Awesome, man.
I can't tell you how many people over the last couple of years that I say, like, I'm so happy my friend has just won $1 million.
Yeah.
You know, what is going on? Everybody.
And you're sure you don't want to go back.
Everybody I know, except Stephen Fishback, is making all this money.
But he's winning in the fashion game. Stephen looked good tonight. Stephen, his whole, ever since he's been voted out, his fashion game is.
He's a sharp dresser. How are you doing? You holding up?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. It's really, really great to get these guys' takes and, you know, you're trying to think up all the relevant questions on the fly, and there's just too many. You know, I could stay here and talk to him for hours. So, but it was great. I think that look, that guy he was doing some really good stuff, and I think a lot of the gameplay this season was subtle. You know, there were lots of big moves as well, but it's a lot of subtle stuff that you probably didn't see.
Yeah, a lot of them weren't his necessarily.
Right.
But I think that he, when we do the full accounting of all of this in a couple of years, when we go back and take a look at it, I think you're going to see that that Jeremy was a master in the social game.
Yeah.
There were times he did not have the right read on things, specifically that final six.
Yeah.
He's saying that Kelly Wentworth doesn't have the idol the first time around. We should put the votes on her when Savage goes home. Like, there were times where he's not omnipresent. He's not one of these players where he knew everything that was going on.
Yeah, well, but I think to, you know, kind of carry the token sheets metaphor a little bit more and talking about him and Spencer as a JT Steven, you know, there's that thought about JT. It was like, did he need Steven to help him get those reads right? You know, how much was Spencer, you know, pivotal to Jeremy's game this time in sort of that same way?
Yeah. So
lots of...
Who's going to Kimmy?
Yes, Kimmy Kavanagh.
Kimmy, how are you?
Awesome.
Congratulations, Kimmy.
Hi, Kimmy. How are you doing?
Get in here.
Yes, nice to see you.
Kimmy, what a exciting night for you.
Yes, it's very, very exciting. A lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
But, Kimmy, a lot of us were saying we were waiting for you to make your big move in the game, and then here it was tonight.
In the front-loaded finale, yeah.
It was an ingenious plan. It really was very strong.
It was a strong plan. It's just the wrong player at that time. I probably should have voted out Tasha at the time. But I had to go and get that threat Jeremy out, because if he wasn't out, he would have won. And there it was.
And
he
you
won.
And you felt that way about Jeremy, that Jeremy gets to the end, that guy's got this locked up.
I definitely knew that if Jeremy went to the end, he was going to get a lot of votes, depending on who he went against.
Yeah.
And I had some friends on the jury, and I know I would have gotten some votes. But with him there, he would have gotten a heck of a lot.
Yeah. So how did, you know, you were always about in the early days of Bayern, like Bayern strong. Yes. It's all about the family. You did the Gemma Morrow game, as we've commented a lot.
Of course I did.
You were doing the Sons of Anarchy thing. When did you decide, now I have to turn on the family, or did you feel like the family had turned on you?
Oh, no, the family didn't turn on me. Now it was time for me to take care of my family, my blood.
Yeah.
And blood always wins. No matter what the brotherhood bond is, and I'm a firm believer in the brotherhood bond, but at some point, my blood has to come first, and I wasn't going to make a mistake like Colby Donaldson did and give away $1 million.
Yeah.
And I really needed to, and I love and adore Jeremy. I really did. It was so hard for me. I was so conflicted. Like, when I was writing his name down, I mean, like, I was just sick to my stomach because I was so close to him. But him going to the end wasn't going to get me close to the $1 million.
Right, right.
And then when Keith says, like, ah, you know what? That Kimmy, she's a single mom. Yeah. Okay, I'll fall on the sword. And then was it like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. And then Kelly, like, rips it from you.
No, she didn't rip it from me. It was, I wanted to be there, but the fact of the matter is, at that point, number one, I made the decision. I had to deal with the consequence. And as much as my emotion was like, yes, I want to stay, the reality of it is, whoever, if I had stayed or Keith had stayed, the next day, the other one of
very
us
likely,
would have been gone.
Yeah.
So, it didn't really matter. And it wasn't Keith's cross to bear. And, the hardest thing was is that I went there and had no votes, that night. I was voted out by default the same way Keith would have been.
Right.
But I really do want to commend you to go into that final six, because we always talk about it, what happened with Sierra at the final six in Blood versus Water, where you realize that you are not in that top three. You realize it's your last chance to make a move. And you say, okay, I'm number four over here. If this works, I'll be number three over here, and I have a shot at the money. Yeah. So even though it didn't work out, I still think that it was the right move for you to make.
I agree.
I totally think so. I mean, and I was playing out all these different scenes and everything in my head. And, we honestly thought when we talked about it, if there was some kind of a tie or anything, you know what? We'd go to Rocks. We'd go to Fire Challenge. Nobody thought of this crazy game of all of a sudden where votes are canceling each other out,
right,
and immunity idols, and we were all just like scratching our heads out there going, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
one of the things that we picked up on from the secret scene last week that wasn't in the episode was that you really felt like Spencer was the person that was blocking you, and you felt like that Spencer had kind of taken your spot in the alliance. Did you resent Spencer, and were you actively trying to work against him for a while in the game?
Yeah, I mean, Spencer, when we did that first tribe swap and he was over in our new buy-on with him and Wiggles, we talked about getting rid of Spencer, but the boys were liking him so much. And as Jeremy has clearly pointed out, he wanted the other big male threats around to be a shield for him. Well, part of my planning was we loved Cass. So Cass had always wanted to vote out Spencer. So it's like, here you go. We
serve
give you
him
this
up. Yeah, right.
Of Spencer. This is what I do. I'm offering you this.
Yeah.
You get that satisfaction. And then when she had the chance, she blew it. So it was like, huh, it was your vote that kept this guy in the game. What the heck is that about?
Right.
You have any thoughts on Clamgate?
On Clamgate, yes.
People want to know about Clamgate.
I think people really
what
want to know
What was Monica
about
doing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If I had to hear her one more time over like a 6-hour course of the day say, Kimmy, we're taking all the clams out of the ocean. There's none left. I'm like, yes, I am single-handedly overfishing this population. I was just like, oh, my gosh. The problem is, when you first go out there, you walk around and you walk out into the water 20 feet. Well, guess what? There's this beautiful array of snails and clams. Well, you take them. The next day, harvesting, you have to go out another 20 feet. Well, some of my little friends didn't want to go that extra 20 feet. Or, God forbid, turn over a rock. And it was just like, they're all gone. Kimmy, you have overtaken the ocean. And it was just like, you need to know. This is a survivor. If you don't eat when you have the resources, there's no guarantee you eat tomorrow. There could be a tribe swap.
Yeah.
There could be monsoons, like you saw.
Eat while you can.
Eat while you can.
Eat what you can while you can. That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
We didn't get to see you play with Varner, which was, I know, for like the old school fans, really, really, really disappointed about that. What was your reaction when he was gone? And can you also talk us through, there was this moment where you apparently dropped a box on the ground so you could communicate with him. Can you tell that story?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and this is funny because there was some miscommunication about the whole drop box with Varner. First of all, I would have loved to have played with Varner because, I didn't even play with him and I still beat him this season.
Yay! Yay!
And that was, that was one of my milestones,
right,
I wanted to accomplish.
Yep.
But when we were going and we separated our tribes, I went and I dropped, and I was like, okay, now Tasha and Savage were on his tribe. And I was like, buy on strong, just like Savage. We were all like, it's all about the family. So I dropped down the box, and I'm like, go with Savage. Go with Tasha. Because I had already told Savage. I'm like, I think we can get Varner. This will be good. Well, Varner thought I said, watch out for Savage. So it was a whole miscommunication where now Savage and Varner still don't really even talk. But I'm sitting there and I was like, go with. And he got, watch out.
You got the wrong word.
Yeah, I guess neither one of us are good at reading lips.
What are you going to do? What if you got them? Yeah.
When Spencer turned against Steven and Steven got voted out, who was like your
very close with
yes,
him. Yeah.
Like your island husband out there. Right? And then everybody's going back to trusting Spencer. Were you?
I didn't trust Spencer. I didn't. But the problem was I still couldn't make a move because there weren't enough people to make a move with. And although I could have used Abby, but then Jeremy, he had this way of telling everybody they were in this alliance. So now at some point there was like, I don't know, I think seven or eight of us. And he's like, you're in the alliance. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, there's 8 of us here. 7 of us are in the alliance. At what point is there a pecking order? And he's
right.
Like, no, we're good. But I didn't think that I could trust Abby at that point with a lot of things because I figured she would run and tell Jeremy. So when Spencer was flipping, I was just like, well, I'll just keep going with them. But I was devastated when they voted out Wiggles, and I was devastated when they voted out Fish. But they didn't tell me for a reason because I had very good relationships with both of them.
Right. If people who follow you on social media know that you've been very celebratory this season. It's been really festive in the Kappenberg household. What's the reaction at home been to how the show has unfolded and everything?
Everybody, my friends have been amazing. I really can't thank them enough. You know, it's a very big emotional roller coaster going through this, especially because when I got back, I felt like I disappointed my family and my friends because they believed in me. And when I came back, they're like, girl, we know you got this. You're going to get $1 million. And they were like so proud. And it was just like, to keep these things bottled up. I didn't say anything to anybody.
About how you did?
About how I did.
Oh, really?
I didn't tell anybody anything. So, you know, knowing that my kids and my parents were in the audience today and, you know, they were going to be blindsided by it, but at least it was an epic and unique way of going out.
You know,
out.
Blaze of glory. If you're going to go out big like that.
Well,
that was,
exactly.
You know, it was such a big moment, and we're going to be talking about that for at least hours, if not
Yay!
Forever, you know, so a lot to unpack there.
Kimmy, I think you exceeded so many people's expectations. Yes, yes.
And I'm sure Jenna Lewis's expectations, because I know she had a whole hell of a lot
Oh,
to
no.
Say
Jenna Lewis making friends everywhere she
everywhere
goes.
Everywhere she goes.
I was listening to that rap cast, and I'm going, what the heck did I ever do to her? I mean, she's like,
we got to get to the bottom of that.
Today? I was like, huh. I'm like, all right, way to go. That just boosted up my confidence. Yeah. But I don't know. I think that, you know, I beat Varner and how long I stayed. I made the merge. Last old schooler standing. You know, 43-year-old woman. Cass was 3 days older than me.
Yeah.
So, you know, an old woman standing. You know, got my loved one visit. Made the final 6, the finale episode. I mean.
And you got a lot to be proud of.
You know, coming from someone that didn't have relationships, you know, pregame, the final 6. It was 3 San Juan, 2 of the Cagayan.
Right.
And Kimmy, who's this Kimmy? Where'd she come from? What? Outback? Where's Outback? You know, because it was so long ago.
Right.
All right. Well, Kimmy, great job. Congratulations again. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. All the best.
All right.
All right.
Good stuff.
Take
Kimmy.
Care. All right. Bye, Kimmy. Oh, thank you.
Yay.
All right.
Kimmy
boy.
Kappenberg. I really thought that, you know, you would go into the finale and a lot of the, like, you don't want to think about the storytelling aspect of Survivor too much when you're getting predictive. But there's a certain element of that that you have to pay attention to. And Kimmy said it was fairly quiet. But she was a gangster tonight. You know, if we're touching on like a one episode performance.
She had a great, I mean, if this was a regular episode, we would say she had an amazing boot episode.
Yeah, right.
And,
exactly.
and it just happened to be the finale was her boot episode.
Yeah.
Where she just had this like, sort of like, she was just pretty quiet most of the season.
Right.
But then it was like just this one episode was really, really great.
Yeah.
And it was such a memorable tribe, because just all the way around, everybody was so good.
Yeah, I mean, I really do think we're going to be talking about that tribal council for a very long time.
You know, you just put it in a box with the three amigos, with Sierra drawing rocks, with Parvati playing two idols.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that's just Survivor history today.
Yeah, it's great.
And the fact that it's here in a finale,
cool.
You know, there's not many of those. You can go back a year ago, San Juan del Sur, there's one like that.
Right.
But it really is just a special night to have that part of it.
Yeah.
And now here she is.
Do you remember that one time when Underdog Wentworth was my slogan for this Miss Survivor competition? You may know something about it.
Yes.
Weird.
I've heard that.
Weird. Seems
I heard about
to
that
be
one.
True in the game as well.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, Kelly, congratulations on all your success. Look at you. You are all the way here. You were this close to a.
Don't remind me, Rob. Don't remind
no.
me.
Is it a sore memory? I mean, you're in good spirits right now.
Okay, Josh, I was crying in the green room, and Kelly Wentworth doesn't cry.
Oh no.
Okay.
Okay. So dry eyes now.
I'm good.
Wait, you're the you should have won person. Isn't that fun?
He knows what that's like.
Yeah, I guess so.
So coming down the stretch, there was a bunch of different scenarios which could have played out. We talked about with Spencer about that final seven, yeah, where it looked like you guys could have potentially taken control of the game. Ultimately, Abby Maria is going off on her in her own direction.
Yeah.
Going rogue. What happened? What happened there?
With Abby Maria? I mean, do you think I have the answer to this, Rob? Because I do not.
Because it seemed like coming down the stretch, you had Abby Maria and Keith. Those were sort of like your two people that were close to you.
Right.
But for some reason, Abby Maria feels like she can't beat you in the end. At least that's what she's saying in secret scenes. Was that the case where Abby Maria was actually so threatened by you? That's why she didn't want to work with you?
I think when I went on the reward with Keith and Spencer, she was back at camp for a long time. And I think Abby, you know, she kind of just like, it's like the wind. She's just going to go wherever it blows her. So I think she kind of got attached to the thought that, oh, yeah, Kelly is a threat. I'm sure they told her that and talked about that. Well, I mean, hashtag team not a goat. So anyway, I think that got in her head and she wanted to go with them. And they were playing her, obviously. So, yeah.
Let's talk about this final six, and Josh and I have been talking about it
Non-stop. It was big,
and you were such a big part. You were such a big part of it. Ultimately, playing your idol. At what point during all that did you realize that this thing has gone sideways?
Well, I knew it the vote when Abby was voted out because I thought that Spencer was with me. I had a lot of trust in him, and he was clearly not with me. So I knew after that I was in huge trouble. I pretty much at that point I had to win. I had to win immunities, and that's it. I had one idol, and then I had to win. I didn't win at Final Four, and that was it. I knew I was going home. Jeremy told me that the jury loves you. I cannot take you. I can't take you.
Right. So. But the Final Six tribal specifically.
Oh, that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow.
No,
okay.
Listen. Long night.
You know what? Give it to me again. Yeah. Ask me again.
Final Six tribal.
Let's rewind that.
Final
we
Six tribal.
Okay.
Rewind. We can edit.
Okay.
We can edit.
Okay, so
we
when it went edit. South at that tribal. Edit.
Yeah. Yes, when it went south at that tribal, when did you know? Was it when Spencer calls out Kimmy there, or did you know going in that things maybe were a little wobbly?
Oh my gosh, wow. I don't even know. That tribal is still so crazy to me. I don't even know what the hell happened. Like, we voted for Jeremy. Like, what if I had thrown one vote to Tasha, and then, like, she would have gone home? Or Spencer, he would have.
Right.
Or no, he couldn't go home, so whoever. I think, yeah, when Spencer said, we're voting together. He basically said, you know, Tasha, Jeremy, and I are together, and we are not voting any other way. It was like, oh, crap, what do we do?
Yeah.
That's it, I guess. I don't even know. You guys, I'm still trying to process, and I was there.
Yeah. And you've had months.
I've had months, yeah. I think so I've just tried to forget.
Not a lot of hope for us.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Let's go back to the Final Five Tribal Council. Okay, so you make this idol, which was really incredible.
They look pretty good.
Was that the cast birthday bracelet at all?
No, that was
none of that.
No, okay. No. Oh, am I too far?
Moving in.
You're drifting.
We're drifting.
Give this to me.
Sailing away.
Yeah. So at the Final Five, you have this idol, but you give it to Keith. At any point did you think, I don't know if I should give Keith Nail this idol. I don't know if I should let him be in charge of it. Should I, kind of like what Mike Holloway ended up doing with Shireen last season to some degree, should you have held on to the idol? Could you have stood up at Tribal Council and said, I have an idol. I'm playing it for Keith tonight. Everybody, let's vote Spencer.
Okay. Rob.
Oh, that's really good.
I did think about that. Okay. The problem is that I had already played two immunity idols, and that is not how I played my idols. I'm very, like, silent until I need to play.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So my two idols, I waited until all the votes were done, and then Jeff said anyone have an idol. So I felt like me going into that tribal and all of a sudden, you know, just, like, causing a whole scene that people wouldn't believe me. So I thought, Keith, it's better for you because no one knows what the hell you're doing in the game.
Uh-huh.
Like, why don't you just say, hey, Jeff, you know, I got this idol here. You know, because it had the note. Like, Rob, it had the note and everything. It had the paper. It looked legit.
And Jeremy had seen Idols too and knows that they all look different.
They're different. That's the whole point. They all look different, and Jeremy knew that. So I thought, God, you know. And then when Keith is sitting in Tribal, and I'm looking at him, like staring at him, just mad. You didn't even try.
Right.
You just laid down and died. Why? Yeah. I'm like pissed over here, Rob. I'm so mad.
So what do you feel like he could have done differently then? Do you feel like you think he could have gotten one of Spencer or Jeremy?
I'm getting worked up right now. Yeah. Like all I want him to do is try. I do love Keith though, so I'm not upset. But it's just a matter of you have nothing to lose. It was either Keith or myself. I got immunity. Just try it. Because they're going to vote for you anyway. Yeah.
Josh and I, when we were watching the episode, we said, well, why isn't Spencer more in play for Kelly and Keith? And I get the sense that you guys probably tried that. But why did you feel like Spencer didn't want to sit with you guys? He would have rather have sat with Jeremy and Tasha.
Still to this day, I have no idea. Did you see the votes tonight? 10-0-0. I don't know. I tried. He said to me that he thought he had a chance of winning.
Against Jeremy.
Yeah. I don't know.
He
was threatened by me, apparently. I don't know.
How does Final Tribal play if you're in there instead of Spencer? I'm sure you've thought about this.
We've talked about it.
We're battling it back.
You know,
I think we're up to four for you
four
right now.
Four or five. Who are the votes that you have? So it's you, it's Jeremy and Tasha, no Spencer.
I definitely think I would have had the ladies I was working with, so Cass. Well, Cass, you never know, because she was a fan of Jeremy, but I guess Cass, Sierra, Abby for sure. I feel like Jeremy would have had Savage, Wiggles, Joe. The thing is, I just don't know.
Joe's not up for grabs for you, you don't think?
Oh, that's the thing. I just don't know. I felt like the game that I played, I really was going to be able to say, like, I've been by myself the whole time. I hadn't had a cushy alliance. I haven't had people that have been wanting to work with me. You know, I feel like I had to do everything for myself and played from the bottom. So I don't know. I would have gone to the end with anybody, to be honest with you. I felt super confident in my game.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Survivor potentially a third time?
I've had this question so much tonight. Yeah. If it's what the people want, then okay. I don't know. Right now, I can't even think about it, but maybe.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're really set up well for a third visit. Now, again, now you've gone the complete polar opposite where you come into this game and
people aren't
worried about you.
No one knew what was up.
I know.
No one had any idea.
I know.
Like, watch out for Kelly.
I know. I would just have to go just full steam ahead, people knowing, you know, I would just have to be like all out. I couldn't hide. I couldn't pretend to be playing a low-key, under-the-radar game.
You're like a Russell Hans. Oh, Kelly might have an idol tonight.
Yeah. Why are we doing that comparison?
Can we talk about the time that I saw you find a hidden immunity idol in the middle of a challenge?
Yes, you were there for that.
It was the coolest thing I'd ever experienced. Okay. I just want to get your take on what was happening.
What was it like having Josh be there?
What was it like watching me watch you get an immunity idol? No, I want to know what was going through your head and what was just blaring through your head as that whole thing was unfolding.
Well, you saw it. I mean, can you tell the people? Like, I literally looked back and forth.
It took a while. Yeah, no, it was long. To the point that we were looking on the sidelines and I was with Parvati.
And everyone was mad. And we were all kind of annoyed.
She's not going to do it. We knew to look. Yeah. And it took, honestly, 3 minutes for it to happen.
Right.
But you were agonizing over it.
I was. You saw it.
Yeah.
It was real. That's exactly how I felt. I was so stressed out. I thought there were so many emotions because I didn't want to get caught. Because, I mean, you know when you have an idol, like, it's a huge...
I wouldn't know, but I've heard.
Theoretically.
You've talked about it enough.
Hypothetically.
Okay. Maybe Stephen would know. No,
oh,
I don't know.
No.
Okay. Hi, on the record, love Stephen Fishback. Love you.
That's the right thing to say if you want to be on the good side of RHAP still.
Yeah. We're going to have a beer later.
Cool.
No, it was stressful. I was just going back and forth, and I just thought, this is my second chance. I can't not do it. How embarrassing would this be if I, you know, I'm that chick again that just goes and doesn't do anything exciting. So that's it. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, we're so proud of you and the job that you did.
It really was exciting
to see you get this second chance and see you do so much with it. It really was a great story, and I know it didn't work out for you here tonight, but I think
we're still talking about that.
Okay.
We'll be talking about it a little.
Yeah.
Need another beer now.
Okay.
It wasn't big time your fault.
Yeah.
You're good.
But I think that a lot of people, you know, if they're, you know, not to make a moral victory in any way, but this really was like as much of a victory as somebody can have without winning the game.
I know
I really
Drew Christie is celebrating hard tonight.
Drew Christie, you were right about one thing, my friend.
You figured it out. You got it. All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Congratulations. Best to your dad, and I hope to see you later, and we'll talk again soon.
Dale will be at the after party, so, you all know, right, anything can happen. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Man. All right.
Farm Guy 69 is around.
Megan appearing.
Yeah, bye.
See you, Kelly.
Okay. Now,
awesome.
Now, here she is.
Yay!
Queen Tasha.
What's going on? Good to see you.
Hi, I'm doing great. Rob, how are you?
Very good. Very good.
It's all right. Things are good.
Things are good.
Good night. Long night for
long
all of us,
night.
I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. It was a very long day.
What an exciting Survivor finale. You get there. You make it all the way to the finals. I know, ultimately, it's Jeremy's night, but congratulations for making it to the final three on a return. Only one person can win, but... still very exciting.
Right. Oh, absolutely. With the ups and downs that I've had this season, the experience of Anchor shouldn't even be here. But, you know, I've made it work, and I'm glad my boy Jeremy made it to the end, and I helped him get there, so I'm happy.
Can we start with Anchor, actually? Because
that
whole thing was – there's no reason any of that should have worked.
No.
You know, numbers-wise, it absolutely should not have worked.
Unless you are a strategic and social player, then it should absolutely work.
So let's hear, what was the plan of attack? How did that all come together? How did you survive that situation?
Yeah, so on day one of Anchor, I remember, like, let me leverage this relationship with Wu. Let me talk to him. You want to know what Wu told me? The four of us are tight, we're sticking together, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Uh-huh.
I said, we'll see about that. And then that night, literally, Savage and I are curled up in a boat, and I said, you know what? We got this. The fans didn't put us in this game for us to go out like this. Tomorrow, let's go to work. Literally, in a day and a half, we had all four of those people saying, who should we vote for? So, you know, it's strategic play, it's social play, and I did that, like, just because of the fans. They expected me to fight to stay in this game.
Yeah.
And I did it.
You talked about in the game about how this was a season where there was no goats, that the fans didn't put you out there to go to the end with people that didn't deserve it. And that was one of the reasons why you wanted to get rid of Abby last week. But at any point, were you saying that, I don't know if I could beat Jeremy? Were you worried about him as being somebody who was going to get all the votes?
Right, and I wouldn't have, like, the GOAT comment was really just for me to try to stay in this game. I didn't know what Spencer and Jeremy were trying to do, if they were going to try to.
You were wondering if they were valuing
Abby. Yeah,
right,
exactly. So I just threw that out there. But honestly, there were no GOATs in this game. Even Abby, like, she stayed in the game for a long time, and she could have worked the jury as well. So I think everyone played a strong game. Honestly, my strategy from the beginning was to lock in with a few people and work it from the beginning to the end. My second chance was about building relationships and trust and loyalty, which is what I didn't do with Cass. I kind of, like, took her for granted, and she flipped. So this season, I'm like, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm checking in every single day with these three or four people, and in the game where there's very little trust and all these voting blocks and people are just all over the place, I stayed my course with, unfortunately, the person that could beat me, which was Jeremy. But it's okay, because without that loyalty and trust, I wouldn't have made it to the end. And that particular strategy just happened to work for this format.
Yeah. You mentioned Cass. I was really surprised at the final three when Cass got up there. I know there's no love lost there. I really was expecting, like, a Sue Hawk type speech.
Well, when she
for
said,
you,
like, I have a question for one of you, I thought you guys were going to have something to say.
Yeah. She didn't have anything for you?
Absolutely nothing. Honestly, I probably should have had words for her, given some of the racial slurs she used on the island. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I took the high road and left that where it was. And, you know, that's what it is. I don't have anything to say about her or to her, but I'm going to take the high road and just leave it at that.
Let's go back to at the final seven. We were talking about this a lot coming into that episode, where you had this opportunity to go with a women's alliance, and very similar to, like, what was going on in Cagayan, where there was that possibility that Tony was worried about with this women's alliance. You ultimately decide not to go that route. But I felt like for you, I thought that the women's alliance would have been a good way to go.
Really?
Because I felt like if you got to four, if it was true.
Right.
And then you could get rid of Jeremy and Spencer and Keith. And I felt like that you have a pretty good shot to win immunity in that group, more so than up against the some of the guys.
Right. So, again, this season, to be successful, it's all about trust. And I don't think I could have trusted any of those girls, maybe one.
You could have trusted Kimmy, maybe?
Maybe Kimmy, you know, but that's about it. Yeah. Like, all season, You know, I didn't have a relationship with Wentworth. Sorry, hold on.
It's a long night.
That's a really
it's
long.
A lot of interviews yeah. for these finalists.
Yeah.
Last
one on the table.
A lot of talking. Yeah.
I didn't have a relationship with Wentworth. Didn't have a relationship with Abby. Like, she was really tight with Wentworth and Sierra. So there was just no trust there. Mm-hmm. So I felt an all-girl alliance for me was very risky. And this season, it wasn't necessarily about sitting next to someone you could beat, because there weren't really any goats that you could just drag to the end. If you were playing that goat game, you'd already lost. For me, it was about who can I trust. Even if you could beat me, Jeremy, or Spencer, I trust you to get me to the end. And that's what it was about.
The Spencer thing, you talk in the final tribal council about what's your subtle moves. What are subtle moves? Spencer being someone who you were really tight with was your subtle move. And in the pregame, and a lot of it was like, oh, well, Spencer and I aren't as close as you all think we are.
You were playing Wiggler?
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone was playing this guy over
there. Yeah, but they had to play me. Yeah. They could have told you the truth.
Oh, no. Well, for me, I mean, I did get the sense that you would have worked with Spencer, and that a lot of people were very worried about the Kageon Four.
Agreed.
And yet that never really converged.
Right. At the merge, I purposely didn't talk to Spencer, and actually the entire game, like, I talked stuff on Spencer. I'm like, man, I don't want to work with Spencer. You know, he's going to try to steal my thunder, and, you know, I want to be separate from him. I want to make my own name, like, the entire time. Like, everyone's like, what's up with you and Spence? Nothing's up with me and Spence. Like, I'm playing my own game, knowing that there was a possibility, like, we might get a chance
if he
to
shows up
back together. Right. And so the first day of the merge, I, like, totally didn't talk to him. But the next day, got a chance to pull him aside, and we just basically said, hey, can I trust you? Yep. Can you trust me? Yep. That's all we needed to say.
Brains reunion.
And the only person that asked me about that conversation was Cass. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Spence just filled me in on what was going on to Kale. That was it. No one else said anything about that conversation. And I think we were good from that point on.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think both Spencer and I felt like if we could leverage our relationship, good. If not, that's cool, too. It just happened to
work out that you could.
That we were both on the same page and both thinking the same thing, like, let's get to the end with people that we can trust. Because this voting block situation, people are still holding on to that. Let's go ahead and align. Let them continue to do the fake voting block stuff, and we'll stay aligned. And it worked.
Yeah. Well, you were one of the people that was, you know, when everyone's talking voting block, voting block, voting block, you're one of the people that was speaking up, one of the few that was saying alliance.
Aligned. Yes, exactly.
So that's your preferred style of play.
That was my strategy for this particular season. It's not my preferred style of play.
Yeah.
I just thought that in a voting block season, which, like, when you have gamers, you present them with the right option, they're going to go with you. Tomorrow, present them with another option that works for them, they're going to go with this other person.
Yeah.
So, like, I knew that gamers would just be really flexible. So I thought in all of this flexibility, like, if I was solid, then that was the strategy for this particular style of gameplay.
Got it.
So was voting block more of a red herring for people?
I think so. It was for me. Like, I think
decoy.
I think some people decoy really block. Bought into it. But here's how you counteract the voting block. Like, okay, and this is how it works, honestly. When you have a voting block situation, you're in maybe two or three groups, okay? When someone says, let's take out, let's say, Joe, your first thought process is, okay, if I take out Joe, who's in this voting block, oh, I still have these two over here. Good, done. Let's take them out. So every time someone throws out a name, your first assessment is, how does this impact my voting block, and do I have any more options? So for me, if you're the loyal person that people can count on and they say, what about Tasha? Your first thought is, oh, crap, no, she's someone I know who's always going to vote with me, who I can trust, who always has my back. Nope, not her.
Yeah.
Who else? You know, so, like, that was my theory in a voting block situation. Be that solid person who is, like, inexpendable to a number of people, and you're good.
Interesting. Well, no, that's something that Steven in the People blogs was writing about a lot, was, like, something that Tasha would do is,
check
like, she'll check in with you, she'll lock
every
in.
Yeah. Every day, which is something I didn't do my first chance. And I decided to do this time, and it just happened to work out and counteract what was going on, which is the voting block situation.
Nice.
Crazy.
Cool.
Is there anybody in the final 10 or in the final jury that you felt like you were disappointed you didn't get their vote? Like, somebody you felt like, I thought I had that person's vote. I was a little bummed out that they decided to go with Jeremy.
No, like, not at all. Like, Jeremy, like, you got the pregnant wife and, you know, the great story. And he's just all around a great guy. So I would have given him my vote had I been on the jury. So
why didn't you say at the final tribal council that you were pregnant?
Oh God!
Because then at the finale, people would be like, "Why aren't you showing?" All right. So I couldn't use that. Yeah.
Well, it's after the fact. You could have lied about it. It's like, I got you.
He's adopted. I put him up for adoption.
Yeah. He's gone.
Right.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, Tasha, that I'm sure we'll talk more about all this. Thank you so much for coming on with us, and congratulations again.
Yes.
Going all the way.
100%.
All the way to the finals, something I would know nothing about. So congratulations, Tasha.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Good stuff, Tasha.
All right.
Yay, we did it.
All right. We got to start to wind this.
All right, this thing is starting to
wrap this up. Wiggler, we did it.
We did it. We made it together.
We made it to the final two.
Yes, bro, Chacha. We made it. We're here.
What an
I mean, we honestly kind of we are.
Yeah, I know.
Steve Helling's still going.
Yeah, Steve Helling's
still
going.
Yeah, but other than that,
people are like giving
we
us
cleared the room.
Wrap it up. Okay.
Okay.
So, any final thoughts about all this?
You know what? We're going to have final thoughts. You and I, we're going to get together tomorrow. I'm going to come to the studio. We'll talk about everything in more
detail. Voicemails, feedback.
Voicemails and feedback.
Put you a guys, bow on this whole thing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not Jeremy's yellow bow tie from the San Juan del Sur finale.
All right. What a night. So exciting to go through all this with you. You knocked it out of the park on the know-it-alls. We didn't miss a beat this season.
It was good. It was fun.
And it was so much fun to sit there. I don't know if you could tell. I was having the time
Rob
of my
was,
life.
Rob was on the edge of his
giddy.
Seat.
I was giddy during the show. It was so much fun to sit there with Josh.
He was on the edge of his seat at one point. You're like, I feel like I'm at the Star Wars premiere.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like a big movie.
It was so exciting.
So I know that this was like a debate for you. Whether or not to come out or not, and I'm really
come,
glad you
if
made,
you come to as long as you keep coming, I'll come keep coming out here.
Right? Yeah. Really? Every time?
Yeah. All every
right,
time.
Cool.
Every time. All right. Thanks so much, everybody who listened to this, watched the video. We certainly appreciate it. You have a hashtag?
Oh, my
this?
God, a hashtag. Does Periscope have a hashtag? Is anyone still watching?
Ask us that.
Yeah, Periscope.
Wow. It's a big Periscope.
Wow.
All right. I also just want to say real quick, thanks so much to the patrons of Rob as a Podcast, because if it wasn't for you guys, I could not be out here on a weeknight spending the entire day covering a Survivor finale.
Yeah.
So I just really want to just like tip my cap. Thank you to all the bro chachos and sis chachos out there.
Yes, absolutely. No, and just, you know, signing off on know-it-alls here. Thanks to you, Rob, for letting me on. Thanks to everybody who was so cool to listen, but really super huge thanks to unsung hero Stephen Fishback, who went out there and suffered for our amusement so that I could have a shot to be on here. Not so I could have a shot, but that was the consequence of it. And I had a really good time, and I hope you guys did too.
All right. Thanks so much, everyone. What was the hashtag,
you get
Paul?
One? Anything good? Rob's Blazer.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
hashtag
you go.
Rob's Blazer, because it's money.
All right.
Great. It's really, really great.
All right. Well, thanks so much, everybody. And be sure to check out. We've got more exit interviews coming on Thursday. Plus, Josh Wiggler is coming over to do voicemails tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. And plus, the off season is just beginning. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. And so much more good stuff coming.
Pretty soon. What could go wrong?
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Apparently
I don't know.
A ton.
A lot could go
wrong. Yeah, apparently a lot.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Survivor, know it all.